Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future?
I'm incredibly optimistic.
Look, the way it's going at the moment, I'd like to be optimistic, but a little bit pessimistic.
What I see scares me and fills me with dread.
A CNN poll earlier this year found that a majority of Americans are pessimistic about the future of the country. That's consistent with earlier polling, which discovered that more people than not believe that the next generation will be worse off than they are. We ventured out to the Venice Boardwalk to ask people from all walks of life how they feel about the future. And maybe it was the pleasant beachside atmosphere or the fact that they were on camera, but most people actually told us that they do feel a sense of optimism.
I feel truly optimistic about the future.
I am optimistic.
I'm optimistic about everything.
Thinking optimistic with everything in the world, you know, because everything turns out for the good.
But it only took a little digging into the issues to uncover the seeds of pessimism.
With all the war and all that stuff going on, I'm not sure.
I'm a realist and I know that there are things that are going on in the world that are very, very serious.
And in our questioning, one recurring character popped up again and again.
I'm not the biggest fan of Donald Trump at the moment.
Donald Trump.
Everybody hating Trump.
I assume you're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We tried to cheer them up with some statistics that should give even the most hardened cynics some hope for a better future.
Like in Brazil, the Amazon forest and the old rainforest over there, a quarter of it was already cut.
Do you think that there are more or less forests than there were, you know, 20 or 30 years ago?
It's less.
He's wrong about that. Scientists call the turnaround in the world's forests the Great Reversal. And a study out of the University of Helsinki found that the forests in the majority of countries have been thickening for the past two or three decades. Part of this reversal is thanks to an even more remarkable trend. Thanks to advances in biotech and agriculture, the amount of land plowed by farmers increased by only about 10%, while we've grown triple the amount of food. If crop yields had been stuck at 1960s levels, we would have needed to farm an area almost twice the size of South America to feed the doubling population. Instead, the efficiencies in farming have encouraged urbanization. Rural populations will be nearly cut in half by 2050, according to UN projections, potentially returning huge plots of land to nature. Researchers at Rockefeller University say we might be on the verge of peak farmland, meaning an area twice the size of France could be restored to nature by 2060.
It's good to know that the problem is being worse, and now we are in a better position to see the future.
Do you think the world is a more or less dangerous place than it used to be?
I think it is a more dangerous world.
What about violence? Like, do you think gun violence is better or worse than it was 20 years ago?
Fortunately, worse.
Actually, it's better.
Better. Maybe because I think of those big chaotic events. Yeah.
Not only has the FBI documented just about every metric of violence on a downward trend since the mid-1990s, gun violence was cut in half despite a doubling of gun sales. And violence worldwide has been declining since, well, almost forever. Battle deaths from war are on a constant decline. And while the atrocities of groups like ISIS and politicians like Syria's Bashar al-Assad are real and truly horrifying, those tragic death tolls are still dwarfed in comparison to the mass murder and genocide routinely carried out by heads of state in the mid-20th century under the banners of communism and fascism. And while the threat of terrorism still looms large in the minds of many Americans, a civilian on U.S. soil is about four times more likely to be struck by lightning than killed in a terrorist attack. But fear of violence persists in this country, possibly because of breathless media coverage of terrorism and mass shootings that fails to put the magnitude of the problem in proper context.
Thinking about the next generation, do you think they'll have it better or worse than we do?
I think worse as far as economy and all that.
I think things are becoming more or less affordable.
It's not becoming very affordable, starting with food.
Unemployment may be back to around 5%, but that's partly because many Americans have dropped out of the labor market altogether, so it's no surprise that they're pessimistic about the economy. But there's still reason for optimism in this realm if historical trends hold. If you break the income of Americans into quintiles and think of them as rungs on the economic ladder, one study of US Treasury data found that 95% of families on the lowest rung moved up at least one rung in their lifetime, with a majority actually moving to the top two rungs. And 82% of kids whose parents were on the bottom rung moved up at least one rung. Not only that, but the bang for your buck is increasing. The amount of hours the poorest Americans have to work to afford household appliances and luxury items has steadily declined since the 1950s.
Like back in the 50s, you had to work four times as many hours just to buy a refrigerator as today.
So that's very, very exciting. I do see that our generation, we do work less. We work less, we're a little...
And we get a little more out of it.
We get more, yes, we make the most of our time.
What if I told you that among even the poorest Americans, over the last 40 years, there's been a 28% increase in purchasing power?
That is uplifting. I mean, that does help. It's, you know, better for the people.
Now let's move back to the big, loud, orange elephant in the room for a moment.
A big, beautiful, powerful wall.
When I see politicians stand in front of people and make fun of others and say horrible things, and then I see increased racism, that bothers me a lot.
When people talk negatively against minorities, when people talk about walls going up, that's very, very dangerous.
Regardless of your feelings about Donald Trump or any other political leader, people on all sides of the spectrum should be optimistic about the future of human freedom and the decline of authoritarianism around the globe. Governments everywhere are moving away from autocratic dictators and towards democratically elected representatives. The majority of countries are now democracies, and that was not always the case.
In other words, democracy is winning. Does that make you feel any better?
Yeah.
Democracy is the way to go, but I will say I don't really believe that governments change the world. I believe people change the world, and that's up to you and me.
Despite frustrating government policies and unlikable politicians, many of the people we spoke to were optimistic about the freedom that technology gives us, our increasingly tolerant society, and the ever-increasing level of choice in their own lives.
I think we're just on the edge of a next electric car, electric everything revolution. Technology can save us, like, as a species.
You can just Google whatever you want and get the answer in an instant, pretty much. So, yeah, technology does solve some and most problems.
There's also great opportunities with these new app-based work where you can work for yourself. Example for Lyft. That's pretty amazing, so I also see growth there.
Have we made you feel any more optimistic today?
Yeah, you have, definitely.
Have we made you any more optimistic today?
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that we're interested and people are interested in, you know, learning about it and keeping their eye on it.
It's good to know the stats are getting better.
Thank you for telling me there's more pessimists in the world, because I'm optimistic. And while they're sitting, eating a half gallon of ice cream, watching Netflix at high stream, I'll be out making money doing something fun.
What do you say to the pessimists?
Lighten up.